And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I
so,
swore a solemn
my family
years
really
ago,
intense
I was invited to a party.
Totally
and
different.
I come
from a large Irish, Italian, Catholic family.
Time for stories from Exfabula on Lake Effect Weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Winter. Leah Delaney, the co-founder of Milwaukee's Exfabula, is here. She brings the stories every week. Good to see you again.
Oh, it's so great to see you too, Bruce.
And before we get into the, we only have one story today, but it's a longer one and
it's an important one.
It's an important one.
Yeah.
And I just want to make the point that we were talking about the grand finale a few weeks ago and all the story slams during the course of the year. But just because there's no story slams during the summer doesn't mean that Exfabula has closed the doors and saying, see you in fall. You guys are out in the community all summer.
We really are, especially this past year, our sixth season. We've been really delving into the community of Milwaukee, and we're doing a little bit more like sort of underground work, not as splashy as our normal story slams that we have, which are always a lot of fun. And we're really unearthing a lot of interesting voices in Milwaukee. So if anybody is interested in keeping an eye on what we're doing, where we're going, where we're unearthing those stories, definitely go to exfabula.com.
All the information's right there.
You bet.
So what do we have this important story? I have not heard this one yet, so this is going to be something for me.
Yeah, no, this is so fantastic. You know, in light of everything that's going on in Milwaukee, the bad news and what happens. There was this event called Heal the Hood that happened on Sunday, the 24th, which was this block party that happened over on 9th Street and Ring Street on the north side. Community of people getting together, celebrating their community, bringing back their community into their own hands. Yeah, it's scary, scary stuff. Because I think, you know, some of us, our listening audience, can say that, oh, no, I know what goes on, you know. I know that sometimes kids just can't ride their bikes in the neighborhood because they're going to get shot. But you know this, but there are people in the city that live this. And so trying to get rid of the negativity through the art of positivity is just a really powerful tool.
I think it takes people of a neighborhood to get together to take back their neighborhood. You've got to work together. It can't be just one or two people.
Yeah, it takes a village. But, you know, coming from that bend, it could take one person. And in this case, our storyteller, who we featured as a guest storyteller at our April event, Mr. Andre Lee Ellis, is one of those people who basically single-handedly, one of those community advocates, is really doing his job to take back a neighborhood through the art of positivity. And he runs an organization called the Community Garden Initiative. And this is his story and how he started it.
All right.
Single-handedly. So let's listen to Andre Lee Ellis tell his story.
On the block where I live, I am the change that needs to be. On the block where I live, I'm helping to make the changes that the people need to see. It was November 2011 when me and my wife had to downsize economically and move from our wonderful home in Brewers Hill on 1st and Garfield. We found a place right on 9th and Ring. Out of desperation, it happened. We moved in. The first week that we were there, I went out to the corner store. Many people had already warned me and told me, wow, it's really rough over there. I don't know how that's going to work out. It's a lot going on, a lot of drug dealing, a lot of problems, a lot of situations. So I left out of the house and I went to the corner store. And no sooner than I shut the door, there were gunshots. Pop, pop, pop. My wife ran from the kitchen because she thought that I had gotten shot. That's how close the shots were. So I came in the house, looked out the window, and there was a body laying in the street, a young man dead. After a while, I saw all the people gathered, and I saw that it was safe for me to come out, so I came out. That's not what I want you to focus on, because the story is way more beautiful than that. We had to go through some tragedy to get to the victory, and we are being victorious in spite of what the news is saying. Yeah, a lot of that needs to stop in the hood, in the place where I come from, and it will, and we're going to keep working on it until it does. We won't give up because we got this. I never knew that food would be so important in life, and I never knew that I would find out that we were actually just walking plants. and ready to go back to the dirt that we grew out of. We're just in charge of all the other plants in life. Everything is a plant. You can't tell me nothing different. Water, oxygen, everything that a plant needs, we need as well. So, and I say that because I discovered an urban garden in the hood. While I watched the body lay in the street, there was an empty space next to the house where we moved in. And I saw the compost bins, and I saw a couple of raised beds, and I asked the people, what is this? They said, it's supposed to be a garden, Mr. Andre, but nobody never grows anything in it. So I got in touch with a good friend of mine, and when I say this name, you may know him because I call him the gardener. He just, James Gotso, we call him Gotso. He knows a lot of people and a lot about gardening. So I gave him a call and asked him if he knew who ran this garden. He introduced me to Dawn Powell, Marna Winbush. I wrote a grant to the city, found out we were a part of the 10, got a grant, went to the major urban farmer, Mr. Will Allen. Yeah. And asked him if he would help me create this garden in the hood. Well, what I did on the block where I live, I told you I'm helping to make the changes that the people need to see on the block where I live. I am the change that needs to be. I'm a very powerful man, and I'm not afraid to exercise my power because I use my L, my ability to love. And that means I don't have to compete. I can complete any situation I'm a part of. I complete it. I don't compete. L is for love. It's for life. It's for living. I only use it positively. So anyway, I got to working in this garden. There were a lot of drug dealers across the street. They would stand in front of the corner store, and cars would ride up, and they run in and do get their drugs. So I started cleaning the streets. I started sweeping. And I'd sweep over where the drug dealers were, and they say, old school. That's what they call me, old school. I'm 54, and I became old school. Okay. What about what you call a 74-year-old man? But sweeping, and I say, hey, brother, man, old school, I got what you need. I said, you don't got what I need. I said, because I need you to get off this corner selling that drugs, brother. I said, and I'm trying to help you out. I said, you be here every day. I saw you yesterday. I saw you the day before that. You know, if I see you, the police do too. They just accumulating. I said, behold, if they catch one of your buddies or one of these cars speeding, it's true, y'all. I'm not making this up. I didn't come to entertain. I come to tell you about real life. And if one of them cars speeding off after purchasing the drugs, and they pull them over, they're going to tell them that you're the person that they did it. They're going to get you. Before I know it, the corner was clear. And then I lobbied my neighbors. I said, we got to get some speed humps, y'all, because they come through here too fast. The minute that we got the speed humps, the noise, the fast car stopped. We started gathering at the garden. Anytime there was something negative, I make the best chocolate chip cookies in the world. So I started baking my chocolate chip cookies and walking to the neighbor's house and getting to know everybody. And finally, two things with the chocolate chip cookies. People learned the chocolate chip cookies were two reasons. One, they either welcomed you, or two, there's a goodbye present. Because if you came on that block clowning and you didn't fit in, Mr. Andre was coming to see you. I don't care if you had guns. I don't care what was going on. Mr. Andre was coming to tell you we wasn't having it. And if you just got there, welcome. Enjoy these chocolate chip cookies. If you clown, I'll be back. I got some more cookies for you, but they're the goodbye cookies. Them cookies work. Now, if you knew me for a while and you're getting cookies now, it's probably a goodbye. But if you just met me and you're getting cookies, it's a hello. So we got to working in the garden. We start growing food. Something miraculous happened last year. June, after school ended, I was home. This was a time when things were rough. I was depressed. A lot was going on. I was wondering if I still wanted to be in Milwaukee or not. And my mother knocked on my door, and she was crying and screaming, they got Jermaine, they got Jermaine. Jermaine's 11 years old. What did Jermaine do? Jermaine been breaking in cars and stealing cars and breaking in garages. They going to arrest him. And I'm like, Jermaine is only 11 years old. Where's Jermaine's daddy at? Jermaine's daddy ain't in his life. I said, oh, we got this. Got up. And I had no idea that that little statement would change my life forever. Went over to the 5th District Police Station, started talking to them, and I said, listen, I know Jermaine's been bad and been going back and forth, but listen, we just started a new program. We're going to be working in the garden on Saturday. I'm making this up while we're sitting there. We're going to be working in the garden on Saturdays, and little black boys are going to come work for 4 hours. We're going to pay them $5 an hour. We're going to teach them to clean up the street, and we're going to teach them about gardening, and it's called We Got This. Well, they released Jermaine to me. That Saturday, Jermaine and I went to working in the garden. We were working, and this little boy was working so hard, this little 11-year-old boy, he was working so hard, and finally in the middle of the work, he looked up at me and said, Mr. Andre, I'm enjoying this. And he said, I'm really going to get $20 when I'm done? And I said, yeah, Jermaine, you're going to get $20. He said, I'm excited. And he worked so hard, and he said, Mr. Andre, I ain't as bad as they say I am. They taught me to be this way. And I said, who, Jermaine? He said, the people that raised me, all the stuff they tell me not to do, they do it big. So what do I do, Mr. Andre? I said, you come every Saturday to the garden and work and make you $20, and we're going to keep working at it, keep working at it. He came back the next Saturday, but he bought 5 friends. Now, I told you earlier I had to downsize because economically we were experiencing something. I didn't have $100 to pay that them other five. Them other 120 would have been $120 to pay the other five. So here's what I did. I said, listen, guys, let's take a picture. Put your fist up. We got this. Take a picture. We're going to put it on Facebook, and I'm going to ask other black men to come and help us support you. So we took that picture, we put it on Facebook, and I said, I told Jermaine's story, and I said, by 12 o'clock, I got Jermaine, but I need 5 other brothers to show up with $20 and help me pay these boys for honest work. By 12 o'clock, 7 men came to that garden. The following week, listen, it only gets better. The following week, 10 boys showed up. I did the same thing. I put the post up. 15 men came to the garden. The next week, 15 boys showed up. It kept growing. It kept growing. Pretty soon, there were 80 boys on a Saturday showing up in that garden, and there wasn't no flyer. There was no government funding or nothing. It was just a Facebook post that this is who's in the garden. And before you knew it, black people, white people. I didn't even care who it was. It was just people that was exercising in their ail, their ability to live and to love, and knowing that we got this. It don't have to be all of that other stuff. The government, whatever their rules are, pay your taxes, stay out of trouble if you can, but it's enough money to go around. We working in the garden, we growing our own food. I started sharing with the boys how we waste money on groceries. Eating wrong is killing us. You can save a lot of money if you start eating right. So I started showing them how you get your quest card at the beginning of the month. You get $1,000 and you spend it all right there. You're in the grocery store with 4 carts full of food. It's going to spoil in 2 weeks, so you're throwing most of it out. You're overcooking in the meals. Let's begin to save money. We got this. So we went for a lot of weeks. This is how incredible this got. I would wake up. Here's the rule. The boys couldn't be late coming to the garden. How much time I got? Hook me up. The boys couldn't be late coming to the garden. The time was 8 o'clock. I tell you, I crack a mean whip. If you were once 8 o'clock hit, bam. Those boys got to a point, and these were boys that were on medication, that the system said couldn't make it and things like that. Those boys were gathering in that garden at 6:30 a.m. I'm about to cry. And they were walking from 68th and Silver Spring and 60th and Lisbon because they knew if they were a second late, Mr. Andre would send them home. And there were a few boys that had walked from far and near, and they were late, and I had to watch them walk back home. But that final day, it was about 6 boys that were late, and they protested. They sat on the ground and they said, we are a minute late, Mr. Andre. We've been letting you have your way, but this our last day in celebration, and we ain't going nowhere. We got this. Yeah. So We put it on them. And here's another thing. I would just wake. This was incredible. I would wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and here's Anna Contreras setting up a taco stand. Here's Maisha Bates with a breakfast stand. Here's Zach Johnson with water and fruit. Exercising that air. Well, it was incredible. And what was really, really strange is, to me, this was the way people were supposed to live. But the media and everybody was acting like it was unusual. Because bang, bang, shoot 'em up at the top of the news every morning is how black people live in the hood, and it's not.
And that was the incomparable Andre Lee Ellis. He's such an important voice in Milwaukee, and it's not someone that you hear every day, and that's why it's important to bring these stories to light.
Mm-hmm. It's enjoy the stories you bring and bringing voices of the community to the radio, and we try to do that too, because it's not only just the newsmakers who are making the statements, making policy, making noise, but it's individual people living throughout the Milwaukee area that make a difference too. And their voice needs a platform as well.
Yeah, and the positive ones, you know, eliminating the negative with the positive. I can't get behind that any more than other people in this neighborhood. And I have such love and respect and admiration. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bruce.
And we'll be back next weekend.
Sounds good.
All right. See you then.
Bye-bye.